On the line with us today is 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas, of course, media past chair of the House Agriculture Committee. Congressman, it was interesting to watch you almost in the same spot on the floor of the U.S. House watching this vote go against the House Ag Committee and the chairman, Mr. Conaway, by several votes. No Democrats voting in favor of the measure. I know you felt a lot of similarities to your position in 2013.
Absolutely. It brought back flashbacks of 2013. And yes, I was on the floor working to make sure my friends understood how important comprehensive farm bill policy was. Was I surprised that a battle between different factions of the Republican conference over an issue not even directly related to the bill on the floor, immigration, would be the topic that would bring it down? I don't know that I was surprised. I was disappointed. Of course, reminiscent of 5 years ago when the Democrats would not support the 2013 version of the farm bill because of the food nutrition amendments that were offered up by some of the very same very staunch conservatives within my own conference. Now, we ultimately overcame that, and Chairman Conaway will ultimately overcome this. But I wish we could sometimes just focus on food policy and get away from all the extemporaneous stuff that seems to go on in this environment up here these days.
I guess what some of the irony is that probably a lot of the Freedom Caucus members that were a part of those Republican no votes, they probably they liked for the most part probably the SNAP reform.
Oh, absolutely. There was no complaint on the Republican side about generally about the nature of the SNAP reform, which says in essence if you're above 19 or you're under 59, if you're able-bodied, you have no mental or physical illnesses, if no one's dependent on you, then you should, to receive your food stamps, go and receive additional education, training, improve your job skills. And if you don't want to do that, then work 20 hours a week. That's not an unreasonable amount of requests, but it meant that no Democrat would vote for the bill today on the floor, just as no Democrat voted for the bill in committee a few weeks ago. Then add on top of that the struggle between the various factions over which version of immigration reform to bring to the floor, and which wasn't a part of the bill, and that blew the process up. I'm disappointed that 30 of my Republican colleagues voted no, and I wonder where the seven were who did not vote at all, but we were short.
Obviously, you've gone through this process of trying to put the pieces back together, and you were able to do so in the last farm bill, the 2014 law that we're now living under. What advice do you have for the chairman about how you go picking up the pieces?
Keep your chin up. Stay focused on the goal of passing a comprehensive farm bill. Continue to talk to and work with everybody in the chamber. Cooperate as best you can in helping leadership work out those issues that are part of the problem that don't directly affect us. And keep reminding the political minority that even when we pass a bill off the floor of the United States House, we'll have to wait on the Senate to pass theirs. We'll go to a conference committee. We'll work out the differences. This legislative process is a long ways to go yet to fruition, but we have to pass a bill across the floor of the House if we're going to keep it going. And, by the way, the Speaker of the United States House switched from a yes to a no so he could move to reconsider at a later date. That means that perhaps as soon as these other issues can be sorted out, we might have a follow-up farm bill vote next week or hopefully not too long thereafter.
So theoretically, this exact same bill might come up because of Mr. Ryan's desire to do a reconsideration.
Exactly. If he and the other leadership members can work out these immigration questions, which, again, are not issues that are a part of the farm bill directly.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Frank Lucas of the 3rd District of Oklahoma, media past chair of the House Agriculture Committee, and feeling that deja vu today on the floor watching the no votes pile up against the 2018 Farm Bill proposal. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.